Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Brie. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Oh, so tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us what you've been up to.
So my name is Brie and I am in love and words everywhere, like Instagram, Twitter, and everything. I am a booktuber, mainly romance. I say mainly romance. It's 100% romance. I don't really read much else. I read like nonfiction and stuff, but mostly romance. And I actually started by having a blog, which I haven't updated in a while, but I kind of like moved all of my efforts over to BookTube. And as far as like personally, I'm a mother of two, wife, and I work full time. So I'm a pretty busy girl. I have an Etsy shop that sells like bookish stickers and things, but I like to be busy, obviously.
Yeah, I did buy some of your stickers. I was looking at Etsy for Rowan's book stickers, and mm-hmm. I had like a sticker sheet, and I was like, oh my God, this is like, I need to have this.
So, yes.
So I love it.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you like them.
Yeah, and I love your recent reads because you read mainly romance, but you read like not just traditional college, you read a lot of indie published, NEKU, lots of audio. And I love those recommendations because they're like hidden gems that people don't normally hear about it, but they're really good books to read. So How do you discover those books? Like, how do you, you know, find the books to read next?
Honestly, well, sometimes it's just like, if I find an author that I like, I will just like check out their backlist and read a lot of their backlist. But I follow a lot of romance booktubers and I get recommendations from them. And then like, if I'm looking for weird books, because I like to read weird romances, that's been my thing lately, like weird alien robot, weird romances. I just like do searches on Amazon for that. And I just dig through Kindle Unlimited, what they have. I have like a Hoopla subscription and Scribd, I don't know how you say it. So I just kind of dig through there and browse and see what pops up. But a lot of it honestly does come from BookTube or Bookstagram or whatever the case may be.
Let's talk about the lizard bug.
I married a lizard man. It's so great.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So that one was such a fun recommendation because I found it because Mariana Zapata, who's one of my all-time favorite indie romance authors, I have read every book she's come out with and I read them like as they come out immediately. There are not a lot of authors that I do that for. But she tweeted, she was like, I just finished I Married a Lizard Man. I forget the name of the author, but she's like, I need more books that are like alien marriage of convenience. And I'm like, I'm sorry, if Mariana Zapata read this and loved it, I need to read this. And so I did. And then I started reading that author's backlist and she has a bunch of crazy books and I love them. But I Married a Lizard Man was actually surprisingly good. Like it was a great friends to lovers romance. The heroine was a badass and she like held up on her own. She wasn't like a badass, like physically could fight, but she was just an awesome businesswoman. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I loved so much about it. There was great communication between the two of them and they were aliens. So
I love this. Yeah, I feel like there's a resurgence of alien romance thanks to Ice Planet Barbarians being so big on TikTok. Mm-hmm. That people are like, oh my gosh, we need monsters. We need aliens. Yep. Or like, you know, hidden gems, you know, like give us like some fun books that are like a little out there. So
yeah, outside of the box. I'm so into that.
I love this. Did you read the Magnar book already?
I did. I read it. So it's a second book in, I think it's called like the Mistwalker series or something. The first book is Mistwalker. Those were really, really good. It's a very, very interesting world. Excuse me. Yeah, it's in a really, really interesting world. And the first one, it's basically the heroine falls in love with a wish. Like it's her wishes that she's accumulated throughout her lifetime and he's personified and he's there like strictly for her. And then the other one, it's a heroine and her nightmares that felt like her nightmares personified. It's just so interesting and different.
gosh. They sound so interesting. They sound like a little out there, but they're probably going to be the right fit for me because I've been in a reading slump. So I needed out of the box, like, recommendations. So The Lizard is like a number one. Marriage Convenience, yes.
Mm-hmm. No. Have you read Radiance by Grace Draven?
No.
That's another really good one. And Lizard Man reminded me a lot of Radiance. And Radiance is pretty popular. And it's like a lot of people's favorites. It's one of the best friends, lovers, romances I've ever read in my entire life. And it's two people who are not attracted to each other whatsoever, but they fall in love with each other and start to fall for each other's looks and everything as time goes on, which I feel like is a little more realistic. Yes. So, I mean, realistic. But obviously it's a fantasy world, but it's so good. I think you would like that one too.
I'm going to add it. I think that's the one about potatoes. So the potatoes get mentioned a lot in radio.
Yes. That's the one.
That's why I associate. I was like, potatoes.
I'm like, wait a second, potatoes. Oh, right. I
remember that. You know, the little things. I watch enough of Matthew too to realize. Yeah. So, all right, let's chat about some Laura. Let's talk about, you know, what do you love about her as an author? Like, what do you expect about her books? And then we'll chat about the books afterwards. So
I honestly just love her as a person, which is always helpful when the author herself is just amazing. But what I love about her writing is that she can take tropes that I normally don't like Insta-love, and make me not only enjoy it, but believe in it and just adore it. Like, I don't mind alpha heroes, but they're not my favorite. I love them with her. I don't love rock star romances. I love her rock star romances. And I feel like that speaks a lot for her. She also has some of the best chemistry I've ever read between two characters. Like, I immediately have buy-in with the two characters. As soon as they start talking, you're like, oh my gosh, these two are meant to be together, no matter what obstacle is in their way or anything like that. And the banter is on point. It's funny. Sometimes it's laugh out loud funny. They suck me in. I read her books in a day and I'm completely caught up with her backlist, which is rare too.
I love this. And she has an extended backlist. So she does have like quite a few books. You have listened to them, and I feel like there should be a note about audiobooks as opposed to just regular Kindle Unlimited. Like, if you can invest in an audiobook, why would you invest in it? Yeah.
Well, she narrates most of her audiobooks, which is amazing. And she's an audiobook narrator. Like, she's not just narrating her own audiobook. She narrates other authors' audiobooks. So her voice acting is perfect. But I think there's something to be said about an author narrating her own audiobooks, mm-hmm. or her own books, I should say, because especially when they're funny, that way you can get like the humor and you get like the timing and everything. The comedic timing is on point. Her most recent books, she's had other people narrate them. However, she chose the best audiobook narrators for them, like Andy Arndt, Zachary Weber, Jacob Morgan. Like, she's had some of the best audiobook narrators. So she knows. And I feel like you can tell a big difference between an author who really appreciates the audiobook listening community, and she's one of them. She really takes care in her audiobooks, making sure she chooses the right people to read the audiobooks, as opposed to just like letting anyone read it. And I feel like I have so much appreciation for authors that do that. Like, Lauren Blakely does that too. She's great with it.
Yeah, she's great too. Mm-hmm. Oh, those are great recommendations. So let's chat about some of her books. Like, she got a couple series. She has a couple series and a couple duets and stuff. Like, where can a new reader can start? What new reader should pick up?
So I feel like my all-time favorite Lauren Rowe book is actually not part of a series at all. So if you want something just to get a taste and it's fairly short, I highly recommend Misadventures of a College Girl. It's very Lauren Rowe-y. Like, you'll get her sense of humor and everything. And again, that's a trope that I don't normally like. The heroine is a virgin. I don't normally like virginal heroines, but I like the way she did this heroine. It's one of the healthiest new adult relationships I've ever read. All of Lauren Rowe's relationships are very healthy. And I know she makes a point to do that. So I think that's a good place to start if you just want to dip your toe in. But if you're ready to dive full force, I would say start with her Morgan Brothers series. Mm-hmm. And you can read those out of order if you want. But I think the first book technically,
Hero, I think it is.
Yes, it's Hero. Hero is the first book. It's not the first book she wrote for it, but it's the first book chronologically, I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I read Hero and I listened to Hero actually, and it was so good.
So good.
And then Ottawa's game went away. And I was like, well, I can pick them up, but I'm like too lazy. So
I know.
I think you're just inspiring me to just like do a Lauren Rowe backlist. Talk to the Smitten. Smitten is another one that's actually fairly popular for her.
Yep. So all of her books can be read as standalones. If you read them in order, I feel like you have a more appreciation for all of the characters. Smitten is another one that can be read as a standalone. Technically, it kind of is a spinoff of the Morgan Brothers series, but this one is super, super low angst. One of the cutest books I've ever read. Still steamy. I wouldn't call it like it's sweet and swoony, but it's still steamy. All of her books are super, super steamy, but it's such an adorable relationship between two adorable characters. One's a rock star. He's kind of like in the background of the band. I think he's the bass player. And then the heroine is a singer-songwriter who's a little bit shy. And both of them show up in the Morgan Brothers series. So you kind of see their relationship begin in that series, which is cute. But this one can definitely be read as a standalone too. It's adorable.
I love this. What is it? I know it's hard to say this, but which one is your favorite book out of her?
Like all of hers?
Yeah.
Misadventures of a College Girl is probably my number one favorite, but out of the Morgan Brothers series, oh God, I think Ball Peen Hammer is probably my favorite. Okay. He's a male stripper, which is great. And the best part about it is the hero Keen. He is not only a male stripper, but he's also one of those introverted extroverts, or extroverted introvert, I should say, because he, like when he's in front of people, he can be on and like really, really like outgoing and everything, but he needs to recharge and he needs a long time to recharge. Like he can't even look at his phone. It like just becomes too much. But when he's in front of a crowd of people, he seems like he's extroverted, but really he's very introverted and needs time to recharge. And I love that about him.
I love this.
I know.
I have bell strippers.
There is a scene in that book that I swear gets me every time because you'll have to read it. They're on a road trip together, the hero and the heroine. So it's forced proximity. And then they stop at a motel. And I'm just saying the things that happen at the motel. So good.
Oh, I love this. So what are you currently reading?
I am currently reading Neon Gods by Katie Roberts. Ooh, yeah, it's Hades and Persephone retelling.
Yeah, I liked it. I read it a while ago and it was like, I loved it. So. Mm-hmm.
I love her take on Hades. I love her take on like the gods in general, how it's almost like a title, like Zeus is a title more than a person. That was such a cool idea.
It was a really cool idea. And I love Hades. Like he was just like, I don't know. He was a cinnamon roll.
Yes, exactly.
Even though he wanted to be hated by everyone, everyone loves him. Was like, he'll love you. And he's like, no, hate me now.
Exactly. And he's trying to be like standoffish with Persephone, but he like can't handle her being in pain. Yeah. I'm like, I love that so much.
He's like, you can't walk. I have to take care of you. I have to carry you.
Yeah.
So good. So Bree, tell us where you can find you online.
So I am on Instagram, I am on Twitter, and I am on YouTube for the most part. Mostly on like YouTube and Instagram. Those are my two main haunts.
I love this. Thank you, Bree, for being in the show.
Of course. Thank you for inviting me. Appreciate it.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for romance audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.